You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Still haven't quite recovered from getting rid of that juice.
Oh, I almost feel, Producer Jack, that juice chat needs to be cut from the podcast.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
And that needs to be too. That just shot off abruptly.
You are having a shocker today when it comes to the pots and pans.
I think I just ride myself off. I might even just, you know, I might just drive somewhere and not come back.
I think you need a week off, mate.
I need more than a week off. I feel like I need to move to Byron officially.
Just go to
Byron Bay,
I
live in a combi van,
well,
grow my hair out everywhere.
No. Oh,
you did that during COVID. Beard. It wasn't a good look.
Oh, the beard looked good. I think the beard's going to come back.
No,
I'm going to grow the beard again.
No.
Grow my hair really long to my backside. I think that'd be great.
Can you?
Why not? YOLO.
You look like the... What's that movie? The Love Guru? That's what you look like.
Into me, I see.
Okay, I swear, the juice that you had this morning, it's made your brain go a bit weird.
Nah, sorry, I've already been like that for my whole life.
But the show sunk to new lows this morning, and it's just, I have no words. Catherine?
I learned a lot tonight about what resilience is. When the chips are down and the sound effects aren't working, or the panel operator / co-host isn't hitting the button quick enough, you just have to pad. And I learned that today. And, you know, we do a great story about rats that got high in New Orleans.
Yes.
And
can I be honest?
The only thing that was higher than the rats was my co-host.
Can I chime in here? Could you actually give me a bit more notice with the song that you want?
Can't
you said to me, I'm doing a segment
clearer.
And I need this. And you gave me one of the most difficult songs to cue up to a particular point.
I gave you about five minutes to do it.
That's not entirely true. It was about 2.5, maybe 3, the start of the last song.
I would say at least 4.
That's plenty of time.
Anyway, so you wanted a song that talks about getting high. And yes. I get that song and I cue it up to a certain point. And then you refer to it, you go back to it. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I've lost the point of getting high. In that song, and then I finally get it queued up to the point, and I played about 10 seconds delay compared to when you wanted it, and then at the end you're like, oh, you know, and then that was the segment, and here's that song, another chance to play it. I play it, and then all of a sudden it goes into the next line, and it's like, I didn't do what the police told me to.
I'm not gonna run from the cops.
Yeah, well, whatever. I told you, I'm not the rap god.
But the thing is, it's true, because the rats weren't gonna run from the cops because they were high. Because they're good, huh?
But also, KP was giving you very, very large hand signals for you to go, yep, let's play this. So, it sounds like a you problem, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah, a lot of my
pleasure.
Life is a you problem at the moment.
Mm.
I learned also you've got no compassion towards Aunt June. She's going to die knowing that you are a crap human.
Who? Me?
No, I'm talking to Jack.
I was going to say. No. I didn't do anything to your imaginary
arm. You're okay.
Let's turn this around. You screamed at me live on air.
I did.
I've never seen you that angry before.
Do you know what? Old people made the world what it is today. So,
old people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Older people. It's just gotta be compassionate.
Listen, if Aunt June doesn't know how to use technology, the bride and the groom need to account for that. That will make sense in the podcast later.
She doesn't check frequently enough, and she missed the RSVP.
She knows she's going to a wedding.
There's been a cutoff. There has been a cutoff, and Aunt June has not got the compassion she deserves, and you've got no compassion, sir.
Are you done?
Interject here for a second and remind you what the purpose of this podcast is? For the one person that listens, this is their escape
from the world.
Life is hard. The world is
hard. One person listens.
They want to have fun and just have a laugh. They don't want to hear two idiots fighting about an imaginary auntie twice in a podcast. And particularly, you're both in microphones. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, we work in radio. Don't yell into the microphones.
I'm not yelling.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a constructive debate.
Please.
Into a microphone.
No, you are
loudly.
Not.
Okay, well,
okay, good.
We hope you enjoy whatever today was.
Loving the glasses, by the way, mate.
Can Producer Jack, can you do us a favour? Can you stand up for a second and go against that wall?
One of the most disappointing things...
No, do it, please.
Don't get your phone out.
Can I just say that I think the thing that set the tone of the show today was the fact that our featured artist actually dropped out.
Go up against the wall, please.
That's what I did 5 years ago. The same thing we posted on social.
Surroundings. Producer Jack is wearing head to toe the same furnishings of this studio.
Blue. If he were green, he would die.
And he's got a blue t-shirt, blue shorts, blue socks, and bluish shoes. Mm. You have come as a blueberry today.
Since when has this become a fashion parade?
This was a story we didn't get to today as well. A 2 kilogram blueberry that was found? What?
What the?
Speaking of 2 kilograms, I bought protein that was worth 2 kilograms. In
it was worth 2 kilograms.
No, it's 2 kilograms in weight.
Okay.
Genius.
Thank you.
Actually, no, I just realised it's not 2 kilograms.
2 kilos.
200 grams. No, that's a very big blueberry. It's 2 kilos.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm glad I didn't bring it up on the
show. Can you imagine a 2 kilo? That's like Veruca Salt.
You could bench press it.
No, Violet Beauregard. Violet Beauregard was the blueberry.
Yes, it was. Yes, she
Who?
Was.
In
Violet Beauregard?
In Willy
Charlie,
Wonka.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Say it again.
Violet Beauregard. Beauregard. Oh. Who cares? Potato, potato.
No one cares, tomato. Mate.
Thanks. Anyway, are we done here?
Any pressing thoughts, confessions, secrets that we want to reveal before we head into it?
Yep. Watch the movie click. No. Don't wish your life away.
All I'll say, mate, is I don't want you to take this anger and frustration and the mistakes that you made throughout the show.
Oh, great, thanks. The mistakes I've made.
I don't want you to take that through the week. I want you to get rid of them now so that you can go off into your week with a clear head.
I'm good. I'm positive. Never been more positive.
Mm. Why is KP laughing?
I'm ready to just vibe, you know.
Vibe.
Just loving life. Why are your hands in fists?
Just loving it, you know. Life's great. Life's fantastic. Life's magnificent.
Everything's fine, yeah, fine.
It's all good. It's all brilliant. All good. No dramas, mate. All gravy. All good.
And on that note, I think we're done. I think we need to go to a...
But before we do, everybody, get your hands like this, please. Carl, hands up, please.
Why?
Hands up.
Just
follow my lead, please. Can you trust me on this one
exercise? No, I can never trust you.
One, no, Jack, not like that either. Hands together. Carl, we're not, yep. And go like this. Get them together, clap. We've gotten through a podcast without swearing, everybody. Well done.
Yay.
I can officially die happy.
Wasn't that fucking hard, was it?
Exactly.
And that's where we'll leave you. Enjoy.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you, the 18th of March, 2024. No public holiday this Monday, but it's a Monday.
I like that you had to remind people, sorry, sucked in, you're going to work.
Back
or
to
school.
A normal working week.
Yes, back to reality. Oop, there goes gravity, etc., etc. How are we?
Not too bad.
It's a nice morning. I feel like it's not quite cold, not quite too hot. It's that nice middle ground. I've got no sleeves on and I'm ready to party.
Glad to hear Goldilocks.
What part? Oh, I was going to say, I was like, has he gone colourblind?
Now. Let's not go there.
Fair enough. Big show ahead.
Massive show. Never a small show.
Yeah, I mean, when we're involved, no.
There's been an incident this morning.
Carl, what have you done now?
Basically, what haven't I done?
Oh my gosh, have you gotten into a truck wrong again? Because we went through this, damn it.
Left foot right. You've got mail. We've got mail.
We do. And can I just say, we've got a bit today.
Yeah, we do. Am I kicking us off?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Had a message in asking for an update on the ankle.
Who? Was it Baal Kianko?
Yep. Some concerned people.
Who? Name them.
Good news is, last 2 weeks I haven't stacked. And I got a bit of an update as to maybe why I haven't stacked. Actually, no, it's not really an update, but I'll go into it a little bit later on.
Okay.
Hmm.
I received quite a bit of feedback during the week, not for what we said on the microphone, but what was posted during our off period during the week.
Oh, really?
Now,
I missed it. What did we post?
To set the scene, it was Wednesday night. I was at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
At the Pink concert,
yeah.
Living my best life.
Yeah.
And you know how at concerts they have, you need to have a bag that's smaller than an A4 piece of paper. So
yeah,
I had my tiny little bag. So it was sitting on my lap because you can't put it on the floor. Everything goes missing at a concert. If it's on the floor, it doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
It's gone. Anyway, so my bag is on my lap. My phone is in said tiny bag. And my bag is going zzz, zzz, zzz. And Pink's, you know, telling me, just give me a reason. And I was like, look, I have to check this because this could be dire here. Look at my phone and it's the Carl and Catherine Instagram account. And I said, oh my gosh, because you have a bit of a track record of going rogue. If I ever post on that account, which isn't often, I get the tick of approval from producer Jack. I also get it from one Carl Bianco.
Wow.
Carl just posts whatever the hell he wants.
Debatable. Yeah, I do.
Anyway, so I open it up and, you know, like my boss is laughing at said thing. And yeah. I was like, this just cannot be good. Open it up and what have you done?
Mm.
There is a very famous image of the British royal family that yep. has broken the internet in the past 7 days.
It has, yeah.
And you have decided to Photoshop yourself, producer Jack, and me into the photo.
No, I didn't do it. Jack has been practicing his editing skills and he's started to get good at using Photoshop. So he decided to have a go at it.
But please hold. And producer Jack, is your microphone on?
Try it.
I don't... There you go. There we go. It's working good.
Okay. Did you notice something in this photo?
What? He threw me under the bus? Yes.
No. Did you notice that it was a decent photo of you, I must say.
It was.
Terrible out of context picture of me. And then just the greatest picture of Carl Bianco of all time.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it was.
Doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yes, it was.
I was about 15 kilos heavier in that photo.
No, it was a great picture of you and you dogged me. And that seemed to be the feedback was, geez, that is a terrible picture of you. And why is Carl's picture so good? Why did you pick favourites? And I said, funnily enough, it wasn't Jack Misson that posted it.
No.
It was Mr. Australia's Next Top Model over there. Mm. So thank you, Carl, for that.
Because again, we know that Carl's not my favourite anyway. So, you know, these are the things.
Clearly, because you did a radio show with Catherine for 2 years.
I did. Are you still holding on to that?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you stuck with her.
I did.
You were,
and then you abandoned her.
I'm sorry that you had to do it for 2 years.
And I'm sorry you abandoned us.
Oh, I'm not.
Or to use your phrase from the other week, what was it, producer Dak? Jack?
Producer Jack.
Producer Jack stuck fat.
What was it?
Producer Jack stuck fat.
He stuck fat.
Yeah, oh dear.
Stuck fat. Anyway, it's a saying. It is a saying.
It is not a saying.
Stuck fat.
Well, that was the feedback I received. Do better. And from now on, I am going to take new photos of myself and only certain ones will be approved.
I just had to really set the scene, you know, really get it out there.
What was the scene you were setting?
Just, you know, that we're not all perfect.
Oh, except speak for you, yourself.
Apparently. Oh, I'm not.
Anyway.
No, it was just a bit of a laugh. I thought, you know what? We want to try and get the podcast out there for the people to have a listen to. And hopefully you enjoyed it. There's a bit of a ramble before we actually get into our podcast. You get a bit extra. And last week, I just sort of made a bit of an outburst right at the end. And I've never heard Jack laugh so much.
Oh, okay. That's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, no, he did.
Look,
it was
a good laugh, I will say.
He bursted out into a fit of laughter. If you missed out on it, you can find it on our socials.
Okay. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, your good and bad podcast links. You should be able to find it there.
Producer Jack, have you got anything from the mailbag?
I've got nothing. No, I don't get any feedback from the show about the show, and I think no news is good news, really, when it comes to you two.
Okay. I've got some physical mail in front of me.
Oh, great.
We got in this morning, and you checked the Southern FM mailbox.
I did.
And mailbox. It's a bit of both. It's very versatile. And we had some actual physical mail.
Wow.
Debut single launch, the 15th of March. Today? No. The 18th. It's already been.
It's been and gone, yeah.
Lydia Griffiths has a new single out. She's originally from Wales. She was from Big, Big Talent Show. So I think whoever sent this in, thank you for starters, because we always like physical mail. And you've just picked who our featured artist today is going to be. So we will spin that a little bit later.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll look forward to spinning that a little bit later on. That'll be great.
Is it time to close the mailbag now?
I don't know. Any last comments? Jack, any further feedback from last week that you'd like to share?
Look, you're both doing very well. I think you'll both get somewhere someday.
Oh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, there's a long way to go, but you're on the road. You're on the road, guys. So keep at it and you'll be fine.
That reminds me of that One Direction song. Shut me out of the sky.
Yeah.
That's what makes you
Jack
beautiful.
Misson guy.
Oh dear.
This is Royal Otis's cover of Sophie Alice Baxter's Murder on the Dance Floor. 7:15 on the Sounds of the Bayside. So I wanted to talk about when you've had a liquid incident.
Why do you have this way of describing things in the most disgusting way possible?
What? All I said is when you've had a liquid incident.
Okay.
It could be many things.
That's what I'm alluding to.
Could have been a chemical spill all of a sudden. Hazards on
if
the ground.
If anyone is letting you anywhere near chemicals, they are making a grave error. grave error. Anyway, please
continue.
Closest
I've ever got to chemicals is chemical energy by a bit of Will Sparks. Anyway, there's been a liquid incident. And I was going to talk about something completely different related to liquid because one of your beloveds,
what?
Dr. Chris Brown, had a bit of an incident in Japan recently.
Sorry?
Yep. With liquid. He had a beer just explode on him, and it looked like he's had a bit of a mess on himself.
Made
a mess on himself.
I love him. I miss him.
Anyway, it inspired me to want to talk about liquid, and then I had my very own liquid incident this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a few changes, force changes.
Oh, is this your bloody smoothie?
Yep.
Oh, Carl, this is going to be disgusting. Yes.
Well, it really is disgusting because I've now had to remove the carrot from the juice. So for those who...
So you've gone from three ingredients to two.
To two, although it's going to go back to three because this is what's happened this morning. Okay, last night...
Wait, hang on. Can you just remind everybody what's in the smoothie?
Right. So I have been most mornings enjoying a juice that consists of ginger, carrot, and celery.
Now, if you think that's gross enough, half the time when I've witnessed this smoothie and you brought it in here at Southern FM, which is a security breach in itself, my suggestion to you has been that maybe you need a little bit more ice. Textually speaking, it looks like someone's already drunk the smoothie and then brought it back up.
It's very lumpy.
It is disgusting.
And you don't know how much I've already blended that.
Like, I have a legitimate phobia of his drink.
I usually blend it to the buggery. Like, I'm putting it on there four or five times and I'm going... Anyway, so I do that with the bullet thing that I've got, and I bring it in here and I drink it, and you say it's lumpy.
It's disgusting.
Anyway, I've been told that I need to can the carrot. No more carrot.
Are you turning orange?
No, but my eyesight feels a bit better. I think it's because I've gone back to my old new glasses. No more carrot. So I made my juice last night, but what I've also been told to do is have a protein shake.
What, both?
So I'm having both.
But that's so much sugar.
Not straight away. Spaced out. First, it's juice. Second, it's protein shake. And I'm not having that till we finish the show later on. So I've brought it. It's in the fridge, staying cool. Nice chocolate protein shake. Anyway, the first component of my breakfast this morning was the ginger and celery juice.
Gross.
So there is no flavor whatsoever. Anyway, I've taken it to the gym with me. I've started my new program. I've done my program for an hour, and I've gone to consume this juice.
No, no, no.
Open it up, put it in my mouth. Okay, that's a bit rough. The taste. I was sipping on it. I'm like, okay, I'm warming to this. It's not too bad. Then I sat down for a minute. I was speaking to my PT, and I said, mate, I've tasted it, and it tastes like I'm drinking grass water. That's what it tastes like. I wouldn't advise you having ginger and celery in a juice. It's not great. It's got the nutrients you may need, but taste, no taste. Anyway, I've persisted with it. I've gotten back in my car, and I haven't quite finished it. Anyway, I'm driving over to get back and get ready to come here, and then I'm about halfway, and I've taken a big mouthful. I've just gone, and... As I've tried to get it down, I've like dry reached because I just haven't liked the taste.
So hang on. Pause. So you are driving a vehicle, and you take a sip.
I had it in my container.
That is Carl.
As I was at the lights turning right, so I had a moment where I could. Anyway, so I've got a big mouthful in. And as I've done that, it's started to go down. I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. I'm trying to get it down. I'm like, no, this is not going down. It's not going down. So I quickly put the window down and I've just spat it out. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't. Anyway, I thought I've done that appropriately and, you know, got it on the side of the road.
Question.
Yeah.
In what world is that appropriate?
Well, if you're not feeling well, you got to let it come out. I didn't upchuck. I just had to spit out what I was trying to consume. Anyway, I did, and I thought I did it well.
Oh my gosh. Please tell me you've got a white car. Please tell me it's all down the side of your
car. Okay, anyway, so I've come inside the house, and I'm starting to get ready to come here. And then I look to my right on my arm. There's all this green stuff on my shirt. I'm like, no, I haven't. Come on. When I spat it out clearly, didn't I? I got it out of the window. No, I've spilt it all over. I've spat it all over myself. So I had all this green crap on my right arm, and so I have had to do an appropriate clean. I thought, well, if I've got it on me, clearly I haven't got it outside the car, and then I've got back into my car to drive here, all over the side of my car. It's the last time I have one of those juices in my car.
I am so glad that I forgot to eat breakfast this morning and I have a breakfast smoothie outside. Thank you so much. You've just ruined that for me and all the good people.
Good news is I think my car's okay. Oh, anyway, 0404.
I tell you who isn't, Carl.
000736. If you've ever upchucked because you've eaten a juice.
What?
Drank a juice. Anyway, I'll go to a break.
I want to cast everyone's thoughts for a second across the stairs.
Okay.
To New Orleans, where a story has emerged, which is just so fabulous. And I've got to be careful with what I say, obviously, because we're a community broadcasting station and we don't want to be breaking any rules this early in the game. However, this caught my attention, and I'm sure yours too, Bayside. Rats have caused quite an issue. Now, in New York City in particular, they're a real problem. They're in the gutters. They're in the streets.
Yep.
They're huge. But these rats have decided to take off a bit of a side hobby, if you know what I mean.
What's that? Sorry, bit of a slow reaction time there.
Yes. Rats.
Maybe I've sampled a bit of it.
I think you may have. I think that was what was really in your smoothie.
Is that what's in the coffee?
Rats have gotten into confiscated substances, which we cannot say on this station. However, I think you can have a pretty good idea. At a New Orleans aging police headquarters, munching the evidence as the building is taken over by mold and cockroaches. So the city's police chief has had to address the press saying the rats are eating our insert substance here. They're all high, says Anne Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick described vermin infestations and decay the officers have housed New Orleans police since 1968, saying officers have even found, it gets pretty brutal. Basically, she addresses the press. She doesn't know what to do because there are rats everywhere in this station, which were causing an issue anyway. But now,
what do you do?
Oh! You have one job.
I'm sorry. I think I said, I don't know what's going on today.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this story. And the thing is, they can't fix it because no matter what they do, the rats, they come back. They can't confiscate anybody's insert substance here anymore because they come to the station, they try and lock it up, the rats get into it, and then it's the vicious cycle again. And you don't want a rat problem, but you really don't want rats that are high.
Right.
Anyway, I appreciated that story. And I think, Bianco, just so you can redeem yourself before we go to a break, what, one more time. I've got
again.
The finger. I'm pointing it at you in 3, 2, 1. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't going to run from the cops. Okay.
Is that where we put too much information?
I really want to give you one more chance, but I'm not going to do it.
No.
We must just go to a song.
No.
This is why I can't have nice things. Maybe I'll just go hang out with the rats.
Yeah.
I think I already am, quietly.
You might be better off. This is Ricky Lee. This is her song, Ghost. I think I'm going to become one after that. In the last week, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just find myself scrolling the socials and I get sucked into all the short reels, clips and everything
I've
else.
I've got a question. So it's reels on Instagram, shorts on YouTube, and then TikTok's on TikTok, correct?
Yeah, but they all sort of are very similar.
I hate the shorts on YouTube. Oh, I'm not here for you.
Yeah, probably it's their imitation that sort of falls a bit flat.
No.
Anyway, something that doesn't fall flat is when every year we look back at the end of the year and we think, what was the thing that made this year?
Yep.
And it generally comes in the first couple of months of the year.
It does.
I think we've already found the one for 2024.
Is it the rats but getting high?
No, it's not. Oh. That was something. However, that's not it. So in past years, I'll give you a few examples
Please.
Of what we've seen. About 5 years ago, we saw this. The yodeling kid.
I've never seen him.
This like went viral. He was in... Do you remember that?
No.
I can't believe you can't remember that. That was about 5 years ago.
It's not that I don't remember. I've never met him. What's his name?
I'm not saying you would have met him, but you may
have. I don't know that child.
That went viral anyway. Okay. So that was about 5 years ago, say circa 2018-ish. We'll go with that. Anyway, then of course, a couple of years after that, we had this.
Laurel.
Oh.
Laurel.
What are you hearing?
Laurel.
You're hearing Laurel?
Laurel.
You're not hearing Yanny?
No.
Laurel.
Okay, I'm glad.
I think that's when everything turned for me because I heard Yanny at the start and then it was Laurel and then my life just taken an unexpected twist and turn since I started hearing Laurel. Anyway, that's my trauma and that's not your business.
Okay, so those are a couple of examples of what we've seen audio-wise that have gone viral.
Yep.
Anyway, we've got another one that I've been particularly intrigued by and I wanted to find out the backstory to it. Anyway, in case you haven't heard it, this has been going viral lately and everyone's been wondering what the go is.
For your drink,
can I have a lemonade, please?
A lemonade, all right.
And then can I also have barbecue sauce? Or do you have, like, a buffalo sauce?
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
No Chick-fil-A sauce.
So you want a barbecue sauce?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the video. But it's a young lady working in a fast food store. And she is making some facial expressions that are a little unusual, shall we say. I've been intrigued. I have not seen anything like it before. Why is this person making these facial expressions? You know, I didn't know. But I became Carl P.I.
Oh, my gosh.
To dig up the story and find out what the guy was. Anyway, this young lady had recently started at this fast food store in America. She's young. But what people didn't know is she's trying to forge a bit of a career as an actress. Of course, this is the backstory to it. So she's making these facial expressions whilst doing her job, and it's blown up because everyone's like, what's the story? Who is she? What is she doing? Why is she doing this? You know, has she got something wrong with her or something of that caliber? I'm just saying, you don't know. I'm saying for context, politely, in a polite way. They wanted to find out what the backstory is because it's a very unusual video. Turns out she's an actress. She was making facial expressions and it went viral and has been memed like no tomorrow and it's become what people are deeming the audio of the year so far or the video of the year, the viral sensation of the year so far. But people aren't very happy.
Why?
They're not very happy because...
Oh, she's an actor.
She's an actor, and she's trying to make a living off
what
it.
What city did you say this was in?
Somewhere in America.
Yeah, I was going to say it's La La Land or New York. Every person that works in hospital have big dreams, and this is their temporary.
She talks funny.
Oh, my God.
If you actually hear that, I couldn't find a bit of audio, but she explains how when she recently got hired by the place, it became a big deal and that she's not hasn't been fired, but... It was very overwhelming. The whole experience was overwhelming.
What, going viral or the job?
Both. She's like, I was new here. It was very overwhelming. That's a very bad imitation of her accent. But she has like a very country western type accent. And she explains
so
the story.
So she'd be a type to drink a smoothie in the middle of the Nepean Highway and then spit it out the window.
With a whip in the other hand, ever a chance.
Sorry?
Anyway, 0404-000-736. Have you seen the video? Were you intrigued by it, as intrigued as I was, or have you got a viral sensation video that comes to mind
maybe,
that you can remember?
Maybe you were in one.
Remember when there was Vines before TikToks? Let's not go there.
What decade? If you were lucky enough to hit an age where you've lived a long life, which decade do you think is going to be your peak? And clearly it's not my 20s for many, many reasons. But I want to know, because as I mentioned, I went to the Pink concert on Wednesday night at Marvel Stadium. It was unbelievable. She was on stage for 2 hours. In that time, sang beautifully, danced incredibly. And you forget, she really is an acrobat even, first, and a singer second, because the stuff she was able to do on the trapeze was unbelievable. And it made me think, I've always had a feeling that my 40s is going to be a really good time for me. And watching Pink, I'm like, yep, I'm going to make sure by the time I'm 40, I may not be somersaulting and doing all that stuff, but I want to ensure that that is my peak. And so I want to hear from you, Bianco. Which era do you think is going to be your best? Or have you already peaked?
I think I'm living in it right now, to be honest.
Really?
I actually think I already peaked.
What, these are the best years of your life? They say that with your 20s.
I feel like I've had a new lease on life in the last... That's the saying, isn't it? Lease on life? Or is it leash?
No, it's not leash.
It's not leash. It's definitely leash.
It is not leash.
No, that's something else. That's a TV series on the ABC, Leash on Life. That's why I've got it confused.
Yeah, that's a dog show.
No, they had a very good one.
Yes.
On the public broadcaster.
Hi, Laura V, if you're watching or listening. We love you.
That reminds me of an ad I've heard recently at the moment for one of the supermarkets. Have you heard that one?
Hey, when's your peak? That's what I want to know. It took me a while to get here, but now that I'm here, I have a question and I want it answered.
No, I think as you get older, you mature more, or supposedly mature more. I don't know if I have or not, but in some respects, I think I have. And I feel like, yeah, right now, I mean, I'm not saying that it couldn't, you know, become better in the future and peak even more. I mean, in some aspects, I feel like I'm peaking right now, but there are other aspects of my life I would like to peak more in.
Okay.
So I'm cozy, as the Italians would say, somewhere in the middle, 50-50.
I don't see... So
I'm at my middle peak, is what I'm trying
to say. So you're saying 30s is going to be your peak?
Probably.
Okay.
I reckon 35.
I don't want a specific year. I want an era, a decade. So 30s for you, 40s for me, producer Jack.
30s for me.
30s. Wow, yep. You start that this year. It's something to look forward to if you think this is going to be your prime.
No, excuse me. We don't talk about my 30s.
No.
You're only a year off it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. But so enjoy that.
But now I'm impatient because I'm like, I just need to get to my 40s now. I feel like I can, like, no, if I could snap my fingers.
Hey, I got some advice for you. Don't wish your life away, because I feel like I've been living in a real life click the last 10 years.
Oh,
pause.
Have you ever seen the
mute.
Film?
Adam's... Rewind.
That's the second week in a row you've brought that up.
That, you don't know how much that movie means to me. When I'm having a bad day, I will put that on and I'll remind myself that if you wish your life away, it's not a good thing.
That reminds me of a really funny joke I saw on the Talkity Tick. I've got a new show that I'm obsessed with, Only Murders in the Building on Disney. Mm. Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. It's fabulous. Anyway, I was watching an interview and Steve Martin was on the red carpet with Martin and with Selena. And they were like, oh, you know, what's your dynamic like on the set? And Steve Martin goes, oh, Selena and I just click. And they're like, that's so nice. And he goes, yeah, I ring her and I say, hey, Selena, it's Steve. And she goes, click, and hangs up. I thought that was very good.
It's a bit like what I get when I call you. You click and hang up. But that's okay. We get to engage for 2 hours on a Monday. That's enough.
Well, that's what it says that's in my contract. Limit. 2 hours and that's it.
Oh, really? Have you got a contract too, Jack?
Yeah, I do.
Guess
yeah.
I'm the only one that doesn't have one. Oh, well. It says Pink's Turbulence.
You're on probation.
Talk about a turbulent relationship. I feel like we've all got one in here. You know how we spoke to Lachlan Mackay, our
the
movie guy,
thank you, yes.
Last week about, well, your Christmas, essentially.
I forgot to talk about that. Can we talk about that in the second hour, please?
It happened last Monday, your Christmas.
Oh, but no, it wasn't just that. It was... Should we cold call Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, after, right?
No, we can talk to him next week. We'll get a bit of a rundown from him.
We need to talk about that whole... Oh, that performance. I've watched it so many times.
Which performance?
I'm just Ken.
That was something?
It was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Ever.
Okay, clearly setting the bar quite low then.
No, it was perfection. Anyway, please, you were saying.
Well, one of my favourite actors of all time was tasked with a pretty big task. Anyway, you may have seen him in the Godfather films.
Oh.
And let's just say... It's had a pretty interesting reception.
I thought you'd like this.
And I thought I'd play the audio just to give you some context. So the actor I'm talking about is, of course, Al Pacino. And he was tasked with reading out who the winner of the Best Picture was.
Which is the big award for the night.
And can I just say, I don't apologize for the fact that I said it wouldn't be Oppenheimer. I said it was going to be everything but it, and I was wrong, of course, which is why we have Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, to come on and tell us the correct information.
And also, it's important to actually watch the movies before you make a big judgment call like that. You had not watched a single one.
Scorsese still is a great director, though, just as a side note. Anyway, this is what happened when Al Pacino went to read out who won Best Picture.
Wonderful films.
Hang on a second.
Were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes.
Come on, Al. Get to
and
it.
My eyes see Oppenheimer.
What?
Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas, Charles Grodin.
Now, the best part about this was it was reminiscent to a few years earlier when La La Land was named Film of the Year, and it wasn't. And so all the La La Land cast made their way up there, and then they were like, actually, no, it's not. That it was very similar
but,
to that.
And Al, Al.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing? How can you get something like that so wrong?
I can't tell you the amount of time I have thought over my 29 years that if I was ever in a position where I had to present an award, how much I would struggle opening the envelope, because they make that very secure. And I could not think of anything more embarrassing than standing there fiddling with a little piece of paper like that.
Can I just say, last week I went to something where I was tasked with the responsibility of having to open something, and I'd never been more worried in my life that I was going to bugger it up.
Look, Carl, I know it's really scary going to a post office, but, you know, you've done it now and it's okay.
What's post?
Is it news time yet?
I believe it is. It's 8 o'clock for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. Carl and...
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Masson, you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a big good morning to you, Bayside, and wider Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for this Monday, the 18th of March. Can you believe it, Bianco?
Where is this year going?
So true. So much so that we are talking in small sentences.
I just wanted to emphasise the fact that it is going very fast.
It absolutely
is. Too fast for my liking.
Too fast. Anyway, this show's going really fast too. We'd love to hear from you across the next hour. 0404 000 736. I nearly read out my name, my number again.
Not again, please. We've already had
so
that once.
Close. Producer Jack, it's your job to make sure I don't do that again.
Never again. Never again.
Oh.
Okay, good chat. This is brother.
I've got a big, bold question now that we're in our 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
What happened on Friday night?
Just ticked over to 8 so we can talk about
this exactly.
Now.
0404 000 736. Within reason, because I had an experience I've never had before.
Will be cool.
In my life happened to me on Friday night. Now, we, as a group, some of my high school single girls decided to hit Chapel Street. And normally if we go out, we go in the city and we're like, you know what? No, let's do South Yarra. We haven't done it in a while. Chapel Street is just a little bit tamer, but it's so much fun. So why not? So we started at a hotel. We ended up at a nightclub, which we hadn't been to since we were fresh out of high school. And we danced the night away and it was really fun. And then age caught up with us. Our knees started to hurt. And we decided it was time for us to go. But we were all in a good enough state that we could catch the train home.
Hang on a second. I think I've actually found some live audio from the events of last week.
It was the best. We had a full squad. There were 7 of us. We were all dressed up. We were ready to go. It was fab. Anyway, so we're like, shall we just walk back to the station? Because, you know, we're young enough that our knees are hurting from the club. But maybe we need to just walk it off a bit. You know, the lower back was starting to hurt. Like certain dance moves just don't hit the same in your late 20s. So we decide to walk back to the station, all of us as a big ensemble. And so I was walking with my friend Sahani, who is a crowd favourite here in all the incarnations of this program because she always has a great story. And anyway, I got talking to someone else. So Sahani's cut ahead with my friend Tiffany.
Hang on. Can we just pause for a minute here? You, of all people, got caught talking to somebody else that wasn't a part of the group you were with?
No, it was. Oh. We were all walking together as an ensemble. So I spoke to someone in the crew and then I went to talk to somebody else.
Okay.
So they keep talking ahead of me. I'm talking to my friends. So I'm looking over my shoulder and all of a sudden I hear, ah! And I was like, can't be good. That is a familiar scream. What's happened? I look ahead and Sahani is like looking at the ground and is saying words I can't say on radio. It's a similar vibe to the rats before. Anyway, I'm like, what's happened? And she goes, where did this come from? I was like, what do you mean? Look down, there's a cracked egg on the footpath.
So she yelled and screamed over a cracked egg.
That was thrown at her.
Oh, plot thickens.
But I said, what do you mean? Where has it come from? And she goes, I don't know. And I said, but was it there before? And she goes, no. And then we're looking up at the sky. We're like, did, you know, a spirit do it? Did someone do it out of a car? For the life of us, we couldn't figure it out. And so then we just carried on. And then we're all sort of bracing ourselves to see if it was going to happen again. I have not seen behavior like this since my high school back in the day, Mentone Girls Secondary College, declared war on St. Bede's College. And it escalated to the point that, yeah, when we used to walk through Mentone, they'd try and egg us, which was really bad. And I survived that, and I narrowly survived Chapel Street. So I want to know what happened on your night out, 0404 000 736. And also, why are we seeing more of this stuff going around? Why are people pouring milk on boaters on the Yarra? Why are people getting egged? It's just, what have we become as a society, you know?
Used to happen to me a lot. I got sucked into following people when I was in high school. I thought they were going to be friends with me, try to be friends with me.
Oh, no.
And they took me to some person's house and met with a few other people. And turns out all they wanted to do was silly string me. So they had purchased about 8 cans of silly string. I thought they were trying to be friendly and they were the wrong kind of crowd. I really shouldn't have been hanging out with them. But I took the time to go to Bentley instead of going home to Moorabbin. I followed them to Centre Road and went to this house. And all they did was come out and silly string me like the buggery. Like, not good. So I was full of silly string and I'm like, nah, I've had enough. This is not fun.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Where are they now?
Probably not gone very far.
Invite them here next week. Mm. I want to have some words. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
These things happen. It's a learning experience.
What did you learn from it?
Don't trust people. That's why I went into a shell for a little while. For about 12 months. Year 8, it wasn't fun, 2010, 14 years ago.
This is taking a real turn.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd share. You know, it does happen to the best of us at times. We get things thrown at us. I've copped it a lot. That was one instance. Copped silly string all over my sports uniform, of all things. That wasn't fun. Try and pulling it. Silly string. Why is it an invention? Can we get rid of silly string? I've seen a lot of it around lately. It's just disgusting. That and shaving cream in the wrong context.
Can I tell you my silly string story before we go to a break to bring the mood back up?
Mm.
It was my 7th birthday. Mum and dad booked Groovy Girl.
Sorry?
It was a thing. She came to the house and did like a disco with all of us. And she's like, all right, it's time for everyone to go outside. I'm going to do your hair. And we all got excited because we're like, yes, we love makeovers. We were 7. And she goes, birthday girl, you're up first. What colour do you want? I'm going to spray paint your hair. And I was like, yes, Groovy Girl. So I'm out in my backyard. So I was out in my backyard and she goes, here we go. What colour? And I think I picked pink. And so she shakes the little can. I'm like, here we go. This is like the best day of my life. And then she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I said, what? She accidentally bought silly string instead of hairspray all in my hair. And needless to say, no one else got their hair done by Groovy Girl that day. And I don't know whether Groovy Girl got her full payment because I went to the hairdressers the next day because it wasn't good.
It's funny you should bring that up. Well, not so funny. That's just reminding me of childhood when we used to go to the fairy shop in Hampton Street. Do you remember the fairy shop?
I do.
Everybody used to have their birthday party at the fairy shop. Whether you were a boy or a girl, it was for everyone.
Did you have a birthday at the fairy shop?
I don't think so. Not my own one, but I think my sister did a few times.
My cousin had one, and I thought it was like the most insane thing I'd ever been to.
But you'd go to the back of the shop. Mm-hmm. Sounds creepy, but you'd go to the back of the shop, and it was like a little cave. That didn't sound much better. But it was like sculptured out like a fairy cave.
Yeah.
Sparkles everywhere and very dark. And then you'd have fairy bread.
Original.
Fairy bread, and then a fairy would come out.
Yeah.
Or a person dressed as a fairy.
And it was so awkward because you're sitting in your cave and you're like, what are you doing here, fairy?
What, a fairy in the fairy shop? In a little cave? No, surely not. Fairy bread as well? What?
It was a lot.
And just when you thought that was it, you would close your eyes and the fairy would say, now, say, I wish, and your drinks will become...
How many of these parties did you go to? I do not remember anything.
No, no.
So, the cave.
So what they would do
Maybe
is...
Maybe I didn't go to a party after
if
all.
You say, I wish, a number of times and close your eyes and then you open and your drink will be coloured. So what they would do...
That doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound good.
That sounds like my night on Chapel Street.
No, that doesn't sound very good. But what would happen, because once I opened my eyes when I shouldn't have. I opened my eyes when I shouldn't have. And this is what happened. So what they would do is they'd pour lemonade into a glass, not even the good stuff. Mm. They'd pour it into a glass and then it'd get food dye. So they'd dip food dye into the lemonade so you'd have colourful lemonade as a special fairy drink. Then all of a sudden you'd be led upstairs into another room.
What? Well, you did not go to the same party.
No, it was a fairy shop in Hampton Street. You'd go up the stairs and you'd go into this larger room and you'd play Pass the Parcel. And that was the experience.
And then the weirdest thing, when you were upstairs, out came the New Orleans Rats.
Because I got high. This is Shepherd. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM. I finally did something.
Oh, well done. Clap. Clapping now. Standing ovation, Jack. Get up on your feet. I'm in heels. I can't.
Okay.
Oh.
He's actually got up.
In the words of Mariah Carey, and then a hero comes along. Good for you. What did you do?
Well, you know how sometimes you get advice from someone and you really should take that advice on board, but you just hold it off for as long as you can.
Oh my gosh, he's finally seeing the light and you're going to listen to something I say.
No, never. Well, never's not entirely true. We help each other out occasionally.
I think it's a bit more of a one-way street, if you ask me.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, what'd you do?
I said I would have an update on my running and an ankle.
Oh, Carl.
Now, I was advised that what you should do if you have dodgy feet or dodgy anything in your body...
Don't run, maybe?
No. There are solutions. You can get a thing to help.
Is it a walking stick?
No, I'm probably close to that because my back is not great. However, I was told, right, Carl, if you're going to keep running and you're going to keep training 6 days a week like you do, you need to get a support thing for your foot. Get a bit of extra support there so that when you are engaging in physical activity...
You're not breaking people's property anymore.
Yeah, you're not leaving dints into the side fences and not stacking and injuring yourself.
And spooking the community dogs.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of lights that went on when I did have that last significant stack. It wasn't fun. Anyway, so I finally went to the pharmacy yesterday and I bought a support thing for my foot. And I'm 24 hours in and it was the right call, actually. Turns out if you actually listen to people, it's a helpful thing. Would you believe it?
Wow.
I'm just a bit big-headed. Sometimes people tell me things, it goes in one ear and it comes out the other.
Producer Jack, I would like your observations first.
Well, I clearly haven't actually seen a difference in your attitudes this morning.
What?
But it's good to see that you've finally seen the light. Now,
what did I say to you about half an hour ago? I said something feels a little bit more balanced, more structured.
Went in one ear and out the other. But how is the orthotic life for you?
It's not orthotics. I have those in shoes, but it's actually a thing on my foot, around my ankle.
I don't know.
It's a support.
It's a brace.
Brace thing. Do you want to see it?
I don't need to know about the thing on your foot.
I can show you. It's quite good. I'm not wearing socks, but I've got this brace on. I've got it on. I'm always wearing it now.
It looks like what I used to call, we used to call them shoe undies in dancing.
Sorry?
So it was like a little it was the base of a dance shoe in a sock. And so when we did contemporary, because you had to look like you were barefooted, but you obviously need to have the grip so that you can sort of run and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like you're about to bust out a contemporary number.
It feels
you're about
quite
to put
good.
A long dress on and start extending and looking pained.
KP, care to dust off your dancing teaching shoes and maybe give him
Look,
a routine?
I can lend
I would
it
rather
to you.
Go back to teaching the toddlers than dealing with him.
Okay.
There'd be less dummy spits.
Mm. I don't spit the dummy very often. Mm. That's rude. Mm. It's not very fair. Okay.
Anyway, good for you.
Yeah, well done.
Are so you going to get it on the other ankle too?
Nah, I only need it on the one. The left one, for whatever reason, is fine. The knee, not so much, but that's another story for another day.
Fair enough.
So it was an ankle support this week. Is it going to be like a knee brace next week
and then something else? Yeah. What do you think I am, like a tin man? I need an oil can all of a sudden?
Well, you are falling apart.
Oil can!
Well, this is what training does to you, mate. When you're doing six days a week, you're falling apart.
Wow.
You're breaking down. You know?
I'm changing things. I'm going to having two things instead of three when it comes to my juice. Although I'm going to add three. And I'm going to put beetroot in it tomorrow.
I think you just need to rest the juice for a couple of days.
I cannot. That's how I get my essential nutrients
in
the morning.
Well, you didn't today.
No, I did. No. Well, that's a different story. You got a different shake that's too thick.
No, mine was actually, it came good.
Ah, good.
Just had to let the mango sit for a bit.
Leaving mango sit does not sound good.
That's good.
You might regret saying that in a couple of hours.
To a song.
Do you regret the segment about your smoothie yet, mate?
No, I don't, quite frankly.
Okay.
Because I'd never seen so much greenery on my arm.
Okay, and
this
let's
is
go
Betty
to
Taylor.
Song.
Number 5 on the regional charts from MRAP last week. It's called Can't Get Enough.
I've got a really important question, and I want to throw the question out to the table here, to yourself, Carl, and to producer Jack, and
Jack's
to the valid listener, 0404 000 736. When it comes to RSVPing to an event, what's the rule? And the reason I ask is because I have been known in the past to be invited to events or to parties or whatever.
You're popular.
And at the last minute, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I RSVP to that? And you do it last minute. They're like, yep, all good, fine, right? But should there be a cutoff time if you don't RSVP? Where does that put you in the mix? Are you getting the chimichoo? You're off the list.
The what?
The boot.
The chimichoo.
I actually really like that from you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start using that.
Or are you still on the list and you just need to message? And the reason I ask is because a bride has gone viral for a letter that she's sent out to potential wedding guests for upcoming nuptials with a letter that says, missed RSVP. We're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed and you unfortunately did not respond. We would have loved to have had you attend, but final numbers have now been turned and your presence will be missed. Sincerely, bride and groom. Now, one person who received that letter has taken to TikTok saying how unfair it is that this has happened. She wanted to go to the wedding and now she can't because she missed the RSVP list. And so my question is, who's in the wrong here? Should the guest have just shaped up and RSVP'd on time? Or is she missing out and the bride and groom are being a little harsh?
I've got thoughts.
All right.
Okay, I think the guest is actually in the wrong. And the reason for that is because weddings are catered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially, KP, you'll know the answer to this, $60 a head?
Oh, more, like $100
a head. Say $100 a head. So, you know, and given that they're not turning up, that's $100.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Let me just throw this out there as a scenario. Mm. What if Aunt June is not very tech savvy? She's got it sent to her email address, auntjune1948@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? She has it for the purposes of if she needs to subscribe to stuff, get stuff from her GP and whatnot, stay up with the times. She's missed the invitation.
Yes, this is good.
We've now hit the date where you're supposed to have RSVP'd. She's got the automatic generated email that's come to her saying, sorry, you've missed the date to let us know that you're supposed to let us know by.
But the thing is with that, Aunt June, depending on how old she is or how...
Sweet Aunt June, who's going to give the best present ever and the best hug ever.
No.
You're saying that she's in the wrong.
No.
You are a sick man.
Hang on.
You are honestly sick.
Carl.
How dare you?
How rude. Excuse me. So I think that's actually on the bride and groom.
Of course it is. Because they
Can
should
I get
have
a word
Aunt
in
June,
here?
Shouldn't they?
They should have.
Can I remind you, you're talking into a microphone, you're deafening everybody.
Oh, sorry. I'm just disappointed for June. Well, she wants to do is go to the wedding.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. But I think it's on the bride and groom at that point, depending on how old she is.
Oh, so ages why?
I'm thinking technological advances that Aunt June may not be across.
I know. I'm just saying that.
Look, it's a very... I feel like your Aunt June. He's been struck a nerve with
Bianco. I don't actually have an Aunt June. I'm just saying, theoretically speaking, if there was an Aunt June out there...
Isn't Aunt June the one that blew up in Harry Potter? Is that Aunt June?
I thought it was Petunia.
No. Aunt Petunia's the one he lived with. But wasn't Aunt June the one that swelled and went up like a helium balloon? So she couldn't come. She wouldn't be able to go to the nuptials. Anyway... Would love to hear your thoughts. There's obviously arced up people in this studio. 0404 000 736. Who's in the wrong? And should there be, like, I mean, I would say if you have to RSVP by, say, like, March 15, I'd give them to 18. I'd give them to today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
A couple of days grace. If not, you're gone.
Yeah, but is catering a condition, though? Like catering or sort
of... Well, you have to give numbers and for tables and all that stuff.
If you're cutting the RSVP off in March when the wedding's in, like, August, you got something wrong with you. I'm sorry. You need to have, like, I reckon 8 weeks.
Hey, Aunt June, settle.
I'm sorry for Aunt June, to be honest. I'm on her side.
You should be sorry for me. The attitude that you just showed the last 30
no
seconds.
No compassion. No compassion from Clearly. Me whatsoever. I'd hate to be an old person around you, to be honest. I don't reckon there'd be any care factor. Sorry, I'm too busy looking after myself. This is Good Neighbours Home. For your Monday morning, you're on 98.3. I mean it with love.
I've got a really important question, and I want to throw the question out to the table here, to yourself, Carl, and to producer Jack, and to the valid listener, 0404 000 736. When it comes to RSVPing to an event, what's the rule? And the reason I ask is because I have been known in the past to be invited to events or to parties or whatever.
You're popular.
And at the last minute, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I RSVP to that? And you do it last minute. They're like, yep, all good, fine, right? But should there be a cutoff time? If you don't RSVP, where does that put you in the mix? Are you getting the chimichoo? You're off the list.
The what?
The boot.
The chimichoo.
I actually really like that from you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start using that.
Or are you still on the list and you just need to message? And the reason I ask is because a bride has gone viral for a letter that she's sent out to potential wedding guests for upcoming nuptials. With a letter that says, missed RSVP. We're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed, and you unfortunately did not respond. We would have loved to have had you attend, but final numbers have now been turned, and your presence will be missed. Sincerely, bride and groom. Now, one person who received that letter has taken to TikTok saying how unfair it is that this has happened. She wanted to go to the wedding, and now she can't because she missed the RSVP list. And so my question is, who's in the wrong here? Should the guest have just shaped up and RSVP'd on time? Or is she missing out and the bride and groom are being a little harsh?
I've got thoughts.
All right.
Okay, I think the guest is actually in the wrong. And the reason for that is because weddings are catered. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially, KP, you'll know the answer to this, $60 a head?
Oh, more, like $100 a
head. Say $100 a head. So, you know, and given that they're not turning up, that's $100.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Let me just throw this out there as a scenario. What if Aunt June is not very tech savvy? She's got it sent to her email address, auntjune1948@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? She has it for the purposes of if she needs to subscribe to stuff, get stuff from her GP and whatnot, stay up with the times. She's missed the invitation.
Yes, this is good.
We've now hit the date where you're supposed to have RSVP'd. She's got the automatic generated email that's come to her saying, sorry, you've missed the date to let us know that you're supposed to let us know by.
But the thing is with that, Aunt June, depending on how old she is or how...
Poor old sweet Aunt June who's going to give the best present ever and the best hug ever. No. You're saying that she's in the wrong.
No.
You are a sick man.
Hang on.
You are honestly sick.
Carl.
How dare you?
How rude. Excuse me. So I think that's actually on the bride and groom.
Of course it is. Because they should have pulled Aunt June, shouldn't they?
They should have.
Can I remind you, you're talking into a microphone, you're deafening everybody.
Oh, sorry. I'm just disappointed for June. All she wants to do is go to the wedding.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. But I think it's on the bride and groom at that point, depending on how old she
oh,
is.
Oh, so like, ages it. Ages why?
I'm thinking technological advances that aren't due may not be across.
No.
All right?
I know, I'm just saying that.
Like, it's a very... I feel like your Aunt June. He's been struck a nerve with Bianco.
I don't actually have an Aunt June, I'm just saying. Theoretically speaking, if there was an Aunt June out there... That...
Isn't Aunt June the one that blew up in Harry Potter? Is that Aunt June?
I thought it was Petunia.
No. Aunt Petunia's the one he lived with. But wasn't Aunt June the one that swelled and went up like a helium balloon? So she couldn't come. She wouldn't be able to go to the nuptials. Anyway, would love to hear your thoughts. There's obviously arced up people in this studio. 0404 000 736. Who's in the wrong?
Mm.
And should there be, like, I mean, I would say if you have to RSVP by, say, like, March 15th, I'll give them to 18. I'll give them to today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
A couple of days grace. If not, you're gone.
Yeah, but
is catering a condition, though? Like catering or sort
well,
of...
Well, you have to give numbers and for tables and all that stuff.
If you're cutting the RSVP off in March when the wedding's in, like, August, you got something wrong with you. I'm sorry. You need to have... Like, I reckon 8 weeks.
Hey, Aunt June, settle.
I'm sorry for Aunt June, to be honest. I'm on her side.
You should be sorry for me. The attitude that you just showed the last 30
no
seconds...
Compassion. No compassion for Clearly. Me whatsoever. I'd hate to be an old person around you, to be honest. I don't reckon there'd be any care factor. Sorry, I'm too busy looking after myself. This is Good Neighbours Home. For your Monday morning, you're on 98.3. I mean it with love. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep. Eminem, Stan, for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the bass. So I'm going to cut that a little bit short because it just goes on and on and on.
Hey, don't say that about the rap god. But the thing is, we have... A lot to cover.
Hang on a second. I'm cutting the rap god because I am the rap god.
You wish.
And we need to wrap this in a godly kind of way.
Spin us some bars. Go on.
Not that kind of rap god. I'm rapping a show god.
Are you more of a like a rap, as in like a physical food rap god?
It's a sensitive topic right now.
Or a clean rap god.
I can't eat them anymore, so let's not talk about it. Oh. What have we learnt today, everyone? Come on. I'm off, all right? Please, don't hurt me. I need to find my harp. And I haven't got a harp right now, like a lot of other things. But I found the harp, so here we go. If I only had a harp, because I really am the Tin Man. Anyway, what have we learned today?
Starting first, producer
Who's
Jack.
Who's going?
Well, where do we start here? I think the highlight or the lowest light for me was your smoothie. I'm going to call it the debrief because it just went so many different spaces. I was on the verge of throwing up on air. It went everywhere.
Don't talk about that again. No, it was rude. It was
out of context. It went out of context. It went everywhere. Yeah, so that was a thing, and I'm going to need a couple of days off to recover from that.
And Jack will be walking to the train station afterwards, and he will reject your offer for a ride.
Yes.
I learned that every time you go out, you just can't help but go out with your mates and your sisters, doing it for the friends, you know, having fun.
Doing it for friends.
Yeah, doing it for friends.
Doing it with friends. Whatever that line is, you know, I told you.
Doing it for themselves.
Doing a real good job at being the rap god, aren't I?
Yes. Really good. Yeah. I love that the approach is I'll just say things quickly.
What have you learned? Because we've got to wrap this up.
I have learned a lot. I have learned that when it comes to RSVPing, always consider your elderly aunt.
I've learned not to walk.
Do
you know what?
Would you like to try that again?
No, I'm going. I'm not the rap god, FYI.
Bayside, thanks for bearing with us. It's been quite something.
It's been a show.
Have a fabulous week.
I'm not coming back next week.
Yes, you are.
I think I'm resigning right now. No, I'm not.
Take care.
It's been an ordeal. Bye.
Bye. Good luck, Carl, out there in the big wide world.
It's a big old world.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.